the prices of clothing today for the kind of things I like are just insane, mm-hmm. insane. Mm-hmm. Half dead as I was on the way from the airport yesterday, I found out that there was an hour left to go to Grapevine. So I went to Last Call and I was appalled even there. I mean, everything I picked up that I liked was thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. Some of it was shop-worn and some of it, I mean, the thing started out at five figures. I don't know how anybody can afford to get dressed.
Yeah. It's hard.
Seriously. And then the things are made so badly. If you know anything about clothing, the fabrics are shoddy, the workmanship is terrible. I mean, you turn them inside out and you want to weep. Well, nobody works, nobody gives a damn anymore.
Right.
And young people who seem to be spending all the money don't have any frame of reference, so they don't know the difference. And nobody, the young people don't want to apprentice anymore, so they don't learn how to do anything. Hmm. And it's slop, I don't know.
Is that part of the reason why you've kind of maybe become more popular here in recent years, is maybe because you're sort of a reminder of a better era in fashion than today?
Well, it must be something. I can't exactly figure it out because I'm not doing anything in a different way than I did 70 or 80 years ago. And I don't know whether people caught up with me or I'm a relic or just because I'm, you know, they give me high marks for still being around. Or I speak the truth and I tell people what I think. And a lot of people in the fashion business don't do that. And I'm not in the fashion business. And I do a lot of things other than fashion. And I really don't know. But I do believe, from the time I did my first museum show is when I came to prominence in this crazy world, there is a terrible yearning for glamour and fantasy, and some mystery, which is all gone out of today's life. Everything is so cut and dry and gray and same. And I think people they give lip service and they say they would like to do it, but it requires effort and they don't want to expend that. They would like to just press a button and have it happen, and it doesn't. And so I think when they see it, it fulfills some kind of a yearning.